Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand that Cricket World Cup tops your sports report today.
Kim, the opening ceremonies for the 2015 ICC Cricket World Cup took place Thursday in Christchurch, New Zealand, and Melbourne, Australia. The 14-nation cricket extravaganza features two teams from Africa, neighbors Zimbabwe and South Africa, who will play each other in their opening match Sunday at Seddon Park in Hamilton, New Zealand. It's one of 23 games to be played in New Zealand during the Cricket World Cup. Australia, meanwhile, will host 26 games, including the final on March 29th at Melbourne Cricket Ground. Christchurch will host the opening match Saturday between New Zealand and Sri Lanka. It will be an especially emotional day for Christchurch after the city missed out on hosting matches at the 2011 Rugby World Cup following devastating earthquakes. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key had this to say during Thursday's festivities.
The Christchurch earthquakes robbed this city of a chance to be part of the Rugby World Cup. So it's only fitting that the Cricket World Cup would have its official opening and its first match here in Christchurch. And I know that's a special way of showing the world that Christchurch is back in business.
Back in business. Meanwhile, Melbourne's opening ceremony on Thursday featured music and dance from around the world, and ICC board member Wally Edwards, a former Australian cricket player, unveiled the trophy.
And on behalf of the ICC, I am proud to unveil the ICC World Cup. It's now 2 days to go. May the best team win.
May the best team win. Yes, indeed. ICC board member Wally Edwards speaking from Melbourne, Australia. India is the defending Cricket World Cup champion. Playing at home in Mumbai, India defeated Sri Lanka by 6 wickets in the 2011 final. This is the 11th Cricket World Cup. Australia has the proudest pedigree with 4 world titles, with its last in 2007. India and the West Indies are next with 2 world titles each. Pakistan and Sri Lanka have 1 world title each. South Africa has made it to the semifinals 3 times, with its last appearance in the Final Four in 2007. Zimbabwe's best showing at the Cricket World Cup was making it to the Super Six stage in 1999 and 2003. Zimbabwe warmed up for the big tournament with a victory Wednesday over Sri Lanka. Muziwetu Hadebe is a Zimbabwe sports commentator in a phone interview with VOA. Muziwetu said the friendly win over Sri Lanka has to be kept in perspective.
Obviously, many people did not expect them to be achieving what they've achieved, but I think they will be telling themselves that these are just warm-up games. They need to take that form into the competitive side when the tournament finally gets underway. It could be some motivation coming in with the new coach at times. Such things do motivate and change teams. We certainly hope it's something along those lines. But to do well against the likes of New Zealand, also to try and hold their own against Sri Lanka, is something which was good. And we hope that the team can always build from this. Obviously, there is a new coach. And when you get someone new at times, you tend to be a little bit motivated. You want to impress the new coach. But also going to the World Cup is always a rare opportunity for most of these young stars. And I think they would want to shine. They know that if they go out there, perform very well, who knows, they might be getting contracts even outside Zimbabwe, which are much better than what they are currently getting here in Zim. So those could be contributing factors to the fine start in terms of the warm-up matches by the Chevrons. But also we need to put into mind that the leadership has brought in new ideas. They are trying to bring in new people, are trying as well to attract the corporate world to go back into cricket. The youngsters know that with these new ideas that are coming up, they want to be a part of that new developmental strategy that is happening. It's always good to just start off with it and be part of it.
That's Zimbabwe sports commentator Muziwetu Hadebe. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
The National Basketball Association will celebrate its best players this weekend in New York City, where the league will hold its annual All-Star Game. Sunday's contest will be held at Madison Square Garden, the home arena of the NBA's New York Knicks Club. As part of the NBA's All-Star Weekend, there will also be activities and skills competitions at Barclays Center, the home arena of the Brooklyn Nets Club. Let's take a quick look at a few of the players in the NBA All-Star Game. James Harden of the Houston Rockets, the NBA's leading scorer at more than 27 points per game, will be suiting up for the Western Conference All-Stars, along with Spanish center Mark Gasol of the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, Mark's brother, Pau, who plays for the Chicago Bulls, will be a starter for the Eastern Conference All-Stars, along with one of my favorite players, guard John Wall of the Washington Wizards. I like to call him Wall Star of the Washington Wizards. Yes, indeed. Another guard, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, was the leading vote-getter in the fan balloting for the All-Star Game with more than 1,500,000 votes. Curry's teammate on the Warriors, Klay Thompson, will also play in the game. The Warriors have the NBA's best record at 42 wins and 9 losses. The Atlanta Hawks, who have the NBA's second best record, have 4 players selected for the All-Star game: Al Horford, Paul Millsap, Jeff Teague, and Kyle Korver. Korver is one of the NBA's best long-distance shooters, and he'll participate in this weekend's three-point shooting contest. James Harden, Stephen Curry, and Klay Thompson, who I mentioned earlier, will also participate in that contest. Just ahead, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on a Basketball Hall of Famer who won 11 NBA titles and was selected for the All-Star Game 12 consecutive times.
On
On this day in 1934, retired American professional basketball player William Felton Bill Russell was born in West Monroe, Louisiana. He played for the Boston Celtics of the National Basketball Association, NBA, from 1956 to 1969. A five-time NBA Most Valuable Player, Russell was the centerpiece of the Celtics dynasty, winning 11 NBA championships during his 13-year career.
More basketball news now on the VOA as we look forward to Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. I want to give a quick shout-out for one of Kim Lewis's favorite players, Kobe Bryant. Kobe initially was selected for the All-Star Game on Sunday at Madison Square Garden. This would have been Kobe's 17th appearance in the All-Star Game. Incredible. But unfortunately, Kobe suffered a shoulder injury, and he's going to miss the rest of the season, so he will not play on Sunday. Going to give some more shout-outs for other players in the game who have been around a while. Tim Duncan of the defending champion San Antonio Spurs, he'll be making his 15th All-Star Game appearance. Dirk Nowitzki, the German star for the Dallas Mavericks, making his 13th All-Star Game appearance. LeBron James of the red-hot Cleveland Cavaliers, who have won 14 of their past 15 games. LeBron will be making his 11th All-Star Game appearance, as well as his former teammate on the Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade, also making his 11th appearance. Lots of basketball talent in New York City this weekend.